exceedingly many. And the colors that glow in their fur, not to be lost sight of in the twilight. Promises they have promised to keep, and
but I can't even read them.
And the particular song that each one sings from the long catalog of their music in my head.
They are committed to significant gravity.
The number of voices in my life is exceedingly many. Voices that spoke of other things. Voices chanting over small objects at dawn. Voices that spilled out into the rain.
It's all I can do to keep my
voices that cradle the snow. A voice that failed to become a voice at all.
They converge.
Here, in immense twilight, is the irritable point where three roads cross. Self in time, and I am given no chance to deny anything. My bones tell tale on the essential need. Time moves less quickly.
Myself,
the trajectory of a bullet is a dotted line,
step aside from
whose end we all can see, and step aside from. enter another world now. A world in which time moves less quickly. Where the moment of our waking goes on and on. And we live recklessly.
The distance
inside
of
it. Recklessly, I try to keep my footing on the icy sidewalk.
A few feet.
But the crowd I travel in has no mercy at the distance of voices that sang borrowed songs and braid. Voices that lay dry and cracking in the streets. Voices that spilled out into the rain. Yes and no, voices that spoke of other things, a voice that failed to become a voice at all. a voice that could speak in no other voices than its own, and one that could only speak in other voices, a voice where there were no listeners, none. The last voice of all, saying, go forth and do as little damage as possible. An immense twilight, and the days of the week, of their comings and goings, remembered, and thank you.